Amanda Fielding is with us, founder and executive director of the Beckley Foundation, a UK-based drug policy think tank. David Raines is with us as well, political affairs director and media spokesman for the National Drug Prevention Alliance. Amanda Fielding, good morning. I've had my rant. Would you care to have one too?
Yes, hello. Good morning. As the director of the Beckley Foundation, have been exploring and advocating evidence-based, scientific evidence-based drug policy. Because what we have got now is criminalization of all drugs. And that is what has created this terrible situation we've got. There's absolutely no control on the substances that the young people get hold of. In a criminalized market, the aim of the suppliers is to sell as much as possible. In a strictly regulated market, that is not the aim. The aim is to not allow young people to be able to acquire cannabis because it is not good when the brain is still forming, and allow the responsible use of cannabis through a carefully controlled and licensed market.
The horse has bolted, though, Amanda Fielding, if you don't
mind
me. It
has already bolted,
So tons and tons of people are smoking dope, tons of young people are. Are people more or less likely to be smoking cannabis if it's legalised?
Yeah. Because at the moment it's easier to get for young people than alcohol, because alcohol is regulated to a certain degree, much too less.
If it's harmful, why make it easier to get?
Good cannabis is not harmful. No one dies from cannabis. You can't.
You don't have to die for it to be bad
for smoking. No, but I agree that the misuse of it and the worst form of cannabis, which is what we've got in the streets of London and the rest of England at the moment, which is very high THC, the component which gets you high, and CBD, the compound which balances it, is the worst we can have. And at the moment, it is totally unregulated, and children of any age can get hold of it on any street corner. And that we need to stop. And the best way to stop it is first to decriminalize the use of drugs so young people can go to the officials and get advice, the authorities. And secondly...
Young people are not going to go to the authorities to get advice on dope, Amanda.
Well, if they're having trouble, they will. At the moment, they won't, because they can get a criminal record. And having a criminal record can ruin your future, because then it affects you getting jobs and travelling and all sorts of things.
Well, getting high and not going to school and being demotivated and possibly psychotic is not exactly helpful either, though.
That is also not helpful, but that is what the drug policy, what a scientific-based drug policy would be aiming to control. That is our aim.
I see.
You know, I have children. Of course one doesn't want young children smoking cannabis, and particularly the very worst type of cannabis, which is the only cannabis available to most young children. And so what we have to start doing is thinking very clearly and carefully about how does one protect the health of young people, and older people indeed, how does one protect health, but at the same time allowing the freedom of choice. Actually, cannabis is a lot less harmful than either alcohol or nicotine.